to Behind the Murders.
I'm Brielle.
I'm Ali.
And I'm Kaylee.
My name is CJ, and I'm here with Behind the Murders. I'll be talking about the case of the murder in room 1046. The person murdered was Artemis Ogletree, and basically what happened was he was staying in a hotel. Now, they would constantly come to check on him, but everything seemed fine. What they didn't know was that he would be murdered in that room. He had a lady walk in, and everything seemed to be going okay. People didn't hear of any parties or anything going on, but they did hear what sounded to be fighting. And in the morning, when they went to check on him, he was dead in the room. At the funeral, somebody left flowers as if they had known him. They called him by his nickname, which was Don. And it seemed to be somebody who really was close to him or had insight to what happened in that room. There was also a phone call that was made by him in that room as well. Many people don't know who the murderer was, but they assume that the person who wrote the note is who murdered him.
Is that written down somewhere?
No.
You just remember that.
My name is Austin, and I'm here with Behind the Murder, and I'm going to be talking about the Zodiac Killer. He is a murderer that claimed to kill 37 people, and he is one of the hardest murderers to ever be identified, and he's killed since 1960, and he is just now being identified.
Mask and the Zodiac symbol on his chest. It doesn't reveal anything about his identity. He has killed 37 people.
So in the late 60s and early 70s, the Zodiac Killer terrorized Northern California, killing at least 5 people and claiming to have killed 37 people in total. On December 20th, 1968, around 11 p.m. near Vallejo, California, 17-year-old David Faraday and 16-year-old Betty Lou Jensen were shot and killed while sitting in a parked car in a gravel parking area off of Lake Herman Road.
Thanks for tuning in.